Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Had to start it off a little classic from 1982, a little what you call the Total Experience sound. You guys remember there was of course, the Gap Band. You had Yarbrough and Peoples and Penny Ford. And this brother right here who I just played, of course, Robert Goody Whitfield. Name of the song is called Do Something. And I'm doing something tonight. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Phone lines are open, 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. We got music on the way. Let's see. We got some Guy on the way. I got some Confunction on the way. And I might hook up some Sky. You know, shout out to the ladies of Sky, friends to the show. Shout out to the Dunning sisters, man. Amazing. Denise's voice. It says, I grew up listening to that voice. It was something about that voice. But going back to the Do Something by Goody, Robert Goody Whitfield, he had this, and I only use the word lightly, he had this gimmick to where he was like dressed like a, like he was like a barbershop quartet guy, but he was selling ice cream on the side. He kind of had that thing going on, and he used to play these just straight synth punk, you know, and I love the song. I love that song, Do Something. As a matter of fact, I remember his Soul Train performance. I was 8 years old, and I'm like, is this brother, is this the ice cream man? But he's jamming, so me and my uncle, is 11, well, no, he's about 13 years older than me, so at the time he had to be about, he was 22, maybe, so 22, 23, something like that. My math is just terrible. 21, and we were jamming in the living room to that song, so I remember it like it was yesterday. Of course, Goody, Do Something, and again, I want to remind you guys, check out tonight. Of course, we got an archive show, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got an archive show of course, rest in peace to the brother, to the man himself. Goldie Mac was just an amazing brother, man. Of course, Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slapshack. Tune in tonight for an archive show. The brother knew his funk, and I felt like I had to step up my game, you know, when it came to the funk. So I got some, I'm going to hook up some funk later on, man. But call me up again, 646-668-8537 is the number. But I'm going to give you a little, I'm going to give you some funk. But right now, I want to start off a little New Jack Swing right now. Take you back to the year 1988. Yes, you guys remember this. Of course, this is music from Guy. Name of the song is called I Like. Keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio. Girl, words can't express the way I feel for you. The way you hold me, the way you touch me. Girl, everything you do to me, you know I like it. Don't stop now. We'll be right back.
Don't you know that we can't worry about the things they say? They can't change the way we feel. No, what we have is more than they'll ever know. 'Cause what we have is so real. Alright, I can't go a single day without you and all the things that you did. Oh no, girl, you make a blind man see. My eyes are open now, and I want you here with me. You believe in love. I will never let you down. Oh no, in love. I will always be right there. Ever since that day I laid my eyes on you, I knew you were the one for me. Oh yeah. Well, it does the light and strike the same place twice. I'd be a fool if I ever let you be. Girl, never in this whole wide world could I ever find a woman like you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to waste your time in worrying. Girl, I'm here to stay. I ain't going no place. You believe in love. I will never let you down, baby. Oh no, oh baby. I will always be right there, sure. Tell me, don't you?
From the late, great Teddy Pendergrass from 1994. Give you a little new Jack Teddy Pendergrass. That is Believe in Love, of course, from 1994. Before that, from 1992, of course, we had the late, great Gerald Levert. He's my birthday guy. We shared the same birthday. Shout out to, of course, the late, great Gerald Levert, July 13th. Yes, we share the same birthday. Can you handle it, of course? Again, from 1992, and of course, started off the block with Guy from 1988, I Like. And I like hanging out with you guys every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. So make sure you check me out. If you are on Facebook, you can go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page, tell a friend to like the page, tell a friend's friend, like the page, and just engage in the brother and sisterhood of music lovers. So Got an hour, 36 minutes left of jamming with you, and I'm going to be jamming with you all night, so make sure you tune in. And, again, tell a friend. Check us out. I'm going to give you a little hip-hop. I'm going to give you some funk in this block, and I'm going to give you a little hip-hop. Take you back to 1984. You guys hear this in the background. This is music from Nucleus. It's called Jam On It. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
someone to hold you tight, someone to treat you right. Though your girlfriend's a friend of mine, here's my number and a dime. Call me anytime.
Call me
if you need someone to talk to.
Call me.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Call me
if you need someone to talk to.
Call me.
Listening to Solar Records Radio from 1981. Of course, that is their signature song. Shout out to the ladies of Sky. Of course, that was Sky. Of course, that is Call Me. And friends to the show, the ladies of Sky, friends to the show. Shout out to the Dunning sisters, Dolores, Denise, and Miss Bonnie. Well, Bonnie, they're amazing. Again, they're friends to the show. Had them on the show. Had them on my show. Had them on Wardell's show. They're just a gas. They are so funny. Shout out to Austin, of course, the manager. They're still out there doing shows, man, known as the Ladies of Sky, and they still got that sound. They're still just healthy, just three beautiful sisters doing their thing. Shout out to them again. Before that, gave you a little funk from 1979 from the group Parlette. Of course, Parlette was part of that whole Funkadelic Mothership Connection thing. Of course, Parliament Funkadelic, The Brides of Funkenstein. Of course, that was from 1979. The name of the song is called You're Leaving. And of course, started off this block, gave you a little hip hop from Nucleus, Jam On It. Of course, Jam On It, every time I hear that song, I want to break out. I want to break out the cardboard and just get on there and just start breakdance, do that thing with my legs in the air. But I can't do it because I'm old. Yeah, so, hey, a brother can only, you know, you can only dream. Even when I dream about breakdances, I start aching. So, but, yeah, it's just a beauty to listen to. Just don't want to go down memory lane like that where you're actually hurting yourself. You know, it's sad when you're dreaming about it and you hurt yourself in your dream. That's pathetic. I don't condone that. I just don't. But, yeah, you know, 84 was just an amazing year. Again, I mentioned this. Me and Wardell has talked about this before. 1984, didn't matter what genre of music it was, 1984 was just an amazing year. I don't know if it was because, you know, everyone was kind of anticipating, like, the Orwell book, you know, because if you remember that, if all you guys remember earlier that year, I think actually the first January, you know, it had that Apple commercial where the woman rammed the big mallet or sledgehammer through that big screen of Big Brother. So a lot of people were kind of just thinking that the world would end in 1984, and I guess people were just putting out a lot of great music. Again, didn't matter if it was country music, didn't matter if it was rock music, heavy metal music. I mean, really, easy listening. I mean, it was just a great genre of music. Didn't matter what genre. I was a big fan of, you know, you had the Eurythmics, you had the Cars, you had, oh, God, you had Chicago. Just a lot of Journey. I was like the only brother at a Journey concert. No, seriously. I love Journey, and it doesn't matter. I mean, you see a couple of black folks in the crowd. I'm just saying. I'm just joking, guys. Guys, keeping the music going. You know what? Before I put my foot deeper in my mouth, 1984, again, hip-hop. Hip-hop was just amazing. And you know, everyone talks about 1988 and 1989 being that apex of hip-hop. But 1984 was just an amazing year. Chicago house, at the time, house music was starting to make, like, bubble at the seams. Reggae in 1984 was amazing. So, again, it just seemed like, I guess, everyone thought that it was going to be the end of the world. So you might as well, you know, go out the best way you can, you know? Because even at that, I mean, you should just live, you know, a lot of people say, well, you just live your day like it's your last day on earth. And because of the Orwell book, 1984, of course, I'm referencing, it's only fair to just change your ways. Just change your ways, man. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, I'm done talking. Speaking of 1984, I want to take you back to that year, the year of Orwell. This is music from Change. It's called Change of Heart. Guys, keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. I'm done talking.
Change of heart.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Fluen. Of course, Wardell. We got Wardell going to call in just a few more minutes. Like, actually, he was leaving a restaurant, so hopefully we get that brother on to hang out with me just a little bit. That was music from the Doobie Brothers from 1979. Minute by Minute before that, from 1980, music from George Benson. Love Times Love, and of course started off the block from 1984. Yes, the year that ended it all, the end of civilization. Of course, that was music from Change. Name of the song is called Change Your Heart. We got it under an hour left. Still got about actually 58 minutes to be exact. Still got some jams on it. I want to thank you guys for supporting the show. You can also support the show. For those who haven't, you can support the show by going to SolarRecordsRadio.com. You can go to WardellPottsJr.com, and also we have a Cash App, $Solar Records Radio, all one big word. And you can go to the donate button on the website or get some cool merchandise. And again, thank you so much for supporting the show. Yeah, you know, when I read Orwell, I was in the probably eighth or ninth grade when I read 1984, and of course it was about, you know, this whole Big Brother authoritarianism, all these things that, you know, it's not about the people anymore, and you know, I don't want to get too hyperbolic with the words, but it was about just this whole, what if the world basically, it wasn't about the people, there's no democracy, it's just everything is, Big Brother is watching you. And people, even today, people feel that way because technology, because of, now, I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on for a second. Now, me personally, I'm not a perfect, but, you know, when they have like those, when you buy a new car and they have one of those, I don't know, it's called like a 24-hour service, something with Star. But I'm not going to, you know, not going to crap on the brand or anything like that because, you know, it's pretty helpful. But is it intrusive? Is it too intrusive? You know, woo, you know. But, you know, if you happen to be, you know, if you happen to be in a wreck, I think they'll, you know, it'll alert the authorities or wherever you are, where you pinpoint. Now, I've also heard that if a car, let's say a car is stolen, if you just steal a car and there'll be some type of detection to it, it automatically turns off your car. You know, you rob a bank, you take the getaway car, you're driving off in the getaway car. And then, you know, a little too Big Brothers for me, but, you know, hey, they foiled the crime. But, yeah, 1984, you know, George Orwell, it got a lot of people up in arms about, you know, about how the government and you know, all of the powers that be have all of these watchdogs, not watchdogs, but they'll have all of these authoritarian figures watching over you. And hey, glad we're not living like that now. Let's keep this music going, giving you some classic soul across the pond. This is music from 52nd Street from 1986. It's called Tell Me How It Feels. Keep it locked right here to Soul Art Records Radio.
You
You're listening to Soul Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday. Of course, I'm your host, Don Fleming. I was like, I'm your host, Don Fleming? I was going to put that in question marks, but no, I'm your host, Don Fleming. That was Music Room Portrait from 1992. Here we go again. Of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Restless from the group Starpoint. Name of the song is called Restless. Of course, I just said Restless from 1985. Of course, started off the block from 1986, 52nd Street. Tell me how it feels. Tell me how it feels. So we got about another 43 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. I do this every Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. And again, thank you so much for all of the DMs. You know, a lot of people are DMing me and saying, hey, great show. I love the show. You can also, you know, in the comments section, you can definitely engage with a brother. Shout out to Dana Myers, man. I appreciate you listening to the show, man. Big fan. I love it when you know, people I grew up listening to and you know, looked up to or, you know, giving a brother compliments. I'm feeling great, man. But shout out to Dana Myers. And, of course, got Wardell coming and hanging out with me. He's doing the Farmer John thing right now. But he said he's going to come and he's like, I'm going to come and mess with you. So come on and mess with me. It's all good. Got about another 42 minutes left of the show. So I got plenty of time to troll him while he's trolling me. Because sometimes we troll each other. And that's the beauty of our radio relationship. Can you say relationship? Two men in the relationship? Anyway, no, I'm fine to say that. I'm good. It's all good. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. I want to give you a little underground classic from Mr. Ralph Tresvant from 1993. It's called When I Need Somebody. You guys keep it locked right here to Soul Records Radio.
Just what I can do to bring back love and happiness to you. Oh,
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. And guess who decided to show up? Of course, my partner in crime, Wardell Potts Jr. is hanging out. Man, thanks for hanging out.
It's awesome. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I know you was out there doing the farmer thing and you was at a restaurant. So you're back home. Are you enjoying
yes.
the show? Or are you enjoying the show, brother?
Absolutely, absolutely. The music is good. It's right on point. And, you know, it's different than this show earlier, and that's what I love about it. You know, we have the variety going. You know, we're, you know, different strokes for different folks, right? And so I'm excited.
It's all good. I gave you somewhat of a 90s block, two 90s and an 80. What I just played, of course, from 1994, music from Keith Sweat featuring Cut Close. Also on Cut Close's album from 1994, that is called Get Up On It. Before that, from 1988, some Freddie Jackson, Hey Lover, love that song. Of course, started off the block, Ralph Tresvant, When I Need Somebody, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Of course, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis is gonna they're gonna be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So shout out to them. Shout out to shout out to whole Flight Time. Shout out to that whole Minneapolis sound. And the fact that you gave us a little history lesson the other day on how Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis kind of got their production chops going. Talk a little bit about that, man. I'm putting you on the spot, but I know you got some knowledge to share with the people, man. How did they kind of get started in that whole realm of writing and producing?
I mean, they were already doing it with the time, and then when the time when they started having some issues with Prince, and they left the group and went on their own, and so they knew Dina Andrews, who was the A&R director for Solar, and so they were staying with her. They stayed with her in her apartment, you know, and she helped to launch their career. Really, it was because of her that they even got with us. And so she you know, did what she could. She was managing them. And so eventually they ended up over at Silver Spoon Productions with us. That was Leon Silver's publishing company on Sunset Boulevard. And so, you know, they just was like, you know, I just want to do, we just want to do what you guys are doing. You know, how can we do that? And, you know, how can we be a part of this machine? Because we were producing everybody at that time. And so Leon said, Leon worked out something, said, okay, I got you guys, talked to people, got you a gig over in Atlanta with the SOS band. And so it was like, okay, cool. And they flew to Atlanta, and I did the work, and the rest is history for them. Their career took off, went flying.
Yes, yes. And you know, I was fishing for that, you know, that Solar connection, because I know you have those stories, and again, just a lot of wisdom. And thank you for sharing that, man. And again, that whole Solar connection, working with, you know, with Leon and, of course, Silver Spoon Productions. And if I'm not mistaken, one of their first projects, of course, with Leon helping them or you know, working with them, was one of the songs was called High Hopes, if I'm not mistaken. If I got time, I might hook that up before the end of the show. But man, shout out to you earlier. You had a guest on, I call it the Afternoon Drive. Of course, you can check out Wardell every Thursday, Throwback Thursday, from 3 to 5 p.m. Talk a little bit about your guest, man, you had. She was amazing.
Yes, that's Miranda. Miranda Kirk, K-I-R-K, and she's a relationship specialist, and she's just really, really intelligent and very spiritual at the same time, which is a great combination to have, you know, intellect or logic versus emotions. And it was just great to when you have both of them, right? And it really helps you to be grounded. And so, you know, she came on, and our conversation was about emotional healing, you know. And a lot of times people don't even realize that they need emotional healing. They may experience some things in their lives that, you know, that's just got them in a way, and they just can't figure out how to get out of this wet paper bag. And instead of going to get help, they just try to, you know, figure it out sooner or later to go away, and years later it's still there. And she was saying that it's almost like when you try to ignore it, it's almost like ignoring a child when you're on the phone and they keep saying, "Mama, mama, mama." And she says it won't stop until you respond to it. And so when you are dealing with, you know, some kind of emotional issue, you have to respond to it because it won't go away. It's not going to go away.
Right.
And so it was a great conversation.
Wow. And again, man, check out, if you didn't check us live, you know, check it out in the playback. Of course, Solar Records Radio. Of course, tell a friend if they're on Facebook, like the Solar Records Radio page. Tell a friend, tell their friend's friend, and so forth. And so on. We got about another 20 minutes left, man. And I'm going to put you on the spot again. You want to hear something fast? You want to hear something slow? It's your world right now, Wardell. What you want to hear?
I want to read something.
By all means.
Yeah.
It's story time.
Yeah, No. I'm dyslexic, so it's definitely not story time. We would be in a mess if I had to. But anyway, just in regards to emotional healing, I wanted to just share this with the listeners in case somebody out there may want to try to understand what's happening. Emotional healing is the process of acknowledging, allowing, accepting, integrating, and processing painful life experiences and strong emotions. It may involve empathy, self-regulation, self-compassion, self-acceptance, mindfulness, and integration. And what that means, the integration part means that you have to like integrate all of these different things in so that you could try to figure out what exactly the problem is that you're experiencing. And so, it could be as simple, like my problem was for me, it's not simple, but compared to some of the other people that may have, you know, some kind of, you know, been abused by their parents, or, you know, family members or friendships or been in a bad relationship. And when they got out of that bad relationship, they never quite, you know, was comfortable with who they were after that. And so that's because you need some emotional healing, but you need to figure it out. And a lot of times people will say, I'm cool, and they're really not cool. And then all of a sudden, to get rid of this pain, or not that you're trying to ignore, you start to go to substance, alcohol, or drugs, or eating, just obsessive eating, because you're trying to find a way to get rid of the pain. But what you really need to do is to look within and be true to yourself and give yourself a chance to heal. But you have to start there. And the last thing I want to say is a couple steps here. It's like the thing you need to do is be yourself. You must be yourself. This means asking for what you want, setting boundaries, having your own benefits, your own beliefs and options, standing up for yourself, for your values, wearing the clothes you want to wear, eating the food that you want to eat, saying the things that you want to say, and in 100 other ways, being you and not somebody small or false. So those are things that that will help you to begin to, figure out what's happening with you, and it'll allow you to heal yourself from the inside out. But you have to start taking some steps to do that. And so that's just one step, what I just read to you. So you just think about it, guys. Some of us are so influenced by others that we kind of lost ourselves along the way, and sometimes somebody else's world becomes our world, and we forgot about our own world. How you get in a relationship, and this person is the breadwinner. Everything is about them, and you got to do everything about them, and then you lose yourself in that, And you got to remember that you are important in to yourself as well. So don't forget self. That's the last thing you want to do, and we tend to do that. So anyway, that's like the idea of our conversation earlier today, and thank you for letting me have the opportunity to share that. I hope it's a blessing to someone.
Man, you never know who needs to hear that. Not want, who needs to hear that. But that's a perfect segue into the song. When we talked about the SOS Band, we talked about Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Silver Spoon Production and Leon Silver. It's only fair to take you back to the year 1982, give you a classic from the SOS Band. Name of the song is called High Hopes. Hopefully you guys have high hopes out there. But first to live by. Thank you, Wardell, for that. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Man, you represented on that one. That is, of course, Tender Lover, Mr. Babyface, 1989 classic. I love that album. That's a press play album, Wardell. I love that one song he did. I'm a sing it, man. I'm a sing it. It's the one he's like, why? It's no cry. If I'm guilty of love, let me do my. I used to make fun of the song, but I love it. I'm serious. I used to love that song, man. It beat it, beat it. So do I.
Good music, good music, good melody. It's just off the chain, man. I miss those days. I miss those records coming out like that with amazing melodies.
Man, I know. And you know what? We're winding down on the show. We got about another 3 minutes left. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Before we played Tender Lover Babyface, you started off the block with SOS Band High Hopes from 1992. I love that song. It always puts a smile on my face every time I hear it. But anyway, man, thank you so much for dropping those gems. And let the people know what we got in store for tonight and tomorrow.
Bodie Mac, Cosmic Slap Shack, at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we keep his legacy alive, always here, Soulbar Records Radio. And then tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records, Soulbar Records. So tune in with Don Fleming and myself, and let's go down history, go down the road of, you know, we'll talk about whatever we can answer, and whatever we can't answer, we'll find the answer for you. So just kind of hang out with us.
We will. Well, man, please do the honor. You are the man. I love your selection of music, man. I remember, you know, we talked about like 70s, 80s, and whatnot, and you go back to the 60s. And when you were playing like Stand By Me, I just wanted to hear that song by Benny King, and you played it, man. I don't know if it was like a telepathic thing going on, but I just really needed to hear it because I love that song, but I appreciate you playing it. But, man, please, do the honors closing out. It's your world. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show again. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just was saying.
I said my piece.
Okay. Well, God bless you all, and thanks for being a part of Soulbar Records Radio. Thanks for being the best part of Soulbar Records Radio. We appreciate you guys. Good night. God bless. Later, guys.